Welcome to Energetic Perspectives, a sacred space where I share an energetic approach to very human experiences. I'm Erin Panzarella, and I've been fine-tuning my spiritual gifts after finally being open to shift out of feelings of darkness that once felt too heavy to step out of. This podcast is an opportunity for you to settle into transmissions from the Akashic Records and receive tangible tools that help you get into receiving mode of the abundant and joyful life I know we are all capable of tuning into. If you are ready to further step into your light while opening up to new ways of being, you are exactly where you are meant to be right now. Before we dive in, I invite you to ground into the space with me by taking 3 deep breaths to center and clear some energy. Close down the eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose and let it out the mouth. Deep breath in and let it all go. One more deep breath in through the nose and let it all out. I am so grateful that you are here with me in this moment. Let's get into the episode. Hello there. I have been singing for the past like 15 minutes. And so often spiritual messages come through for me in the form of song. And I'm not a singer in any way, shape, or form. This will never be heard by other people for the most part, unless my husband happens to be in the apartment and I'm singing. And the messages that come through are so, so powerful. I actually had some messages come through while I was walking in the forest nearby my apartment. And every single time I walk out of the forest, I forget the words to the song. And then every time I go back in, the words come up again. And the words that came up and continue to come up, and there's a melody to it, but I'm going to spare you for that one. But the message is, I am here. I am here. How beautiful is it that I am here? And then there's another answering sort of, we are here. We are here. And we are guiding you while you are here. And this was coming up so frequently as I walked in the woods, and it was such a beautiful reminder of me being here now on this earth plane, me being there in the forest, and how beautiful of an experience that is. And then that I'm not alone. I'm also guided by my guides. I also have a spirit team behind me, and I have a community behind me. I have light workers behind me on this earth plane too. And it's such a palpable energy when that song comes forward. This is not at all what I was expecting to speak about, but I think it translates well to what I want to do for this episode. So I am working on the biggest project I've ever worked on for myself, for the world. And I'm really excited for that unfolding. And as I get further deep into it, I will reveal what it is. And a huge component, realization, embodiment practice within this project is that healing has 3 components. We have the awareness component, where we finally have that aha moment where we see something that isn't working in our lives, and then we realize that that's actually a recurring theme. Or just this unshakable trust that comes from a moment of deep spiritual connection. That's our awareness piece. And I find that a lot of people tend to get stuck in that awareness, saying, oh, wow, this huge realization came forward. Oh my God, how incredible is this? And then they keep going on living the same exact life without integrating and embodying the awareness. So then we can see people who are on the journey, myself included, fully in this, that we have a big aha moment and nothing changes in our lives, even though that was such a real tangible feeling of the truth in it. So once we have that awareness, then it's time for integration, to integrate this awareness into our being, because right now our vibration is a disconnect from this awareness. So we have this realization, then we understand that, okay, well, I'm not living my life in this way. So what are the tools that I can use in order to integrate these messages? What are the tools that I can use to remind myself that this is my truth on a daily basis? What do I need to integrate into my cells, into my beingness, so that I can actually have this awareness with me and not just, you know, put it to the side and forget about it whenever I'm not focused on it? So integration really comes with using the tools. So you can have many different tools in this. It can be journaling. It can be meditation, even though I think that meditation also includes that awareness piece, because silent meditation is an incredible way to become aware. And I feel like with the integration piece, silent meditation is great, but this also is where visualization comes in. This is where, you know, guided meditation comes in. Integration can be deep diving into shadow work. Integration can be having an energy healing. And then when you see where in your body, where in your chakra system, something is off, plugging up the energy leaks in your life so that it's not like that anymore. Integration can be boundary setting. Where am I no longer willing to put my energy? And with the integration piece, I find that there's kind of this one leg in, one leg out, old version, new version. And the integration is really, you know, inputting this new way of being into the old, bringing up a new foundation for yourself. And integration is, I think, the hardest piece of it, because things don't always feel flowy. When you're triggered, you're like, oh, why am I triggered again? But then you realize, oh, there's a tool for this. There's a pause between knowing something's coming up and then having a tool to use in order to move through it. So there's a pause in between. And then when we integrate enough, when we are consistent enough, when we really get to the point where we don't even have to think about it anymore because it's part of who we are, that's the embodiment piece. That's where flow comes in. So it's not this immediate like, okay, I have this awareness and then I'm flowing. No, it's not like that at all. And I think that a lot of the times when we get into the healing journey, we're like, why does this feel so hard? And it's because you're changing who you are in the sense of how you operate. You're not changing the essence of you. You're actually getting closer and closer to the essence of you. And there can be a lot of uncomfortability in that, especially when we live in a world that's conditioned us into many different things that are so far away from our inner being. So with that, I am introducing a new segment to this podcast that's going to be shorter episodes, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, where we will become aware. And I'm going to share the tools for integration and embodiment and show embodiment examples of it. And while this is way longer of an introduction than I was anticipating, I'm going to start today. We're going to start with this one. So this morning, I was in the bathroom. I actually was washing my face, but and a thought came forward. And there was an action that I was taking that I wasn't really happy about, in terms of, I know it's not great for me. And a thought came forward saying, that's totally okay. It's okay that you do this thing. It's okay that you've done this thing. It's okay that this is a past story of yours. And you don't have to choose it anymore. And my thoughts have been very kind to me lately. You know, I'm someone who has, you know, a mental capacity to beat myself up. And recently I'm seeing a lot of changes in that area because of work that I'm doing, the embodiment of the work. And I think this is a really important piece and a really important element to life of forgiving ourselves and letting go of shame. So I wanted to bring forward an awareness practice of journaling out where in your life do you feel shame? What actions have you taken where you beat yourself up for taking those actions? What are some things that you want to change and don't, and then beat yourself up for it? So this, I think that journaling and, like I said, silent meditation and meditating on these questions is an incredible way to become aware. Especially when we journal, moving the body into it, we can unlock so much information that we didn't even think was there. We didn't even know was there if we're really in the zone of it. That automatic writing and channeling aspect comes forward. So once the awareness piece, once you become aware of certain aspects of your life that you are not being mentally kind to yourself with, and certain actions that you're taking that you're really wanting to let go of, the integration piece, and this is a lifelong journey, but I suggest doing it for at least 21 to 40 days, is shifting the action. So if there is something that you want to change, first you must become aware of it and you must love yourself, knowing that there is nothing wrong with you because you've done this before. So the integration piece, number one, every day, waking up and say, I forgive myself for my past. There is no need for shame. I am good and I am worthy. And while affirmations are really important and I think such an incredible tool, I also know that intentional action that is beyond words is very important. So if there is a habit that you are doing, I want you to see an opposite habit, something that makes you feel good versus making you feel not good, and decide to do it. Knowing that you are in full power here, you're the one who gets to choose what you do on a daily basis. And at first, it's not going to be easy at all. You're going to want to go back to the old ways of being because you're in this continual habit. It's just a habit. So now we are counteracting it. So even if you do the thing that you want to release, you're also going to do the opposite of that action, or an action that makes you feel really good, even if you're still taking part in the old action. And as you start to integrate into your life that new positive action, I want you to play around with releasing the old action, releasing something that is no longer serving you by not focusing your attention on it, by not doing the thing. Not because there's something wrong with you or something wrong with it, but because you want to feel better. You deserve to feel better. And as you integrate, like I said, usually this takes around 21 to 40 days. There will come a point where it is a part of you. It is your natural tendency. And this doesn't mean that's the last time you will ever work on it, because as we know, healing is a spiral and there's always new layers. There's always something else that we can heal. And that's okay. That's actually a really important and exciting part of being human. If we were done healing, we would be super bored. And I want you to notice that as you enter embodiment phase, is something else related to it coming forward? Is something else coming up? And then we start the process over, over and over again. I've really found in my decade plus long journey that it's really awareness, integration, embodiment. Awareness, integration, embodiment. And sometimes, you know, embodiment happens really easily or a lot more easily. And then I realize, oh, wait, I'm not really focused in the places I want to be again with this certain area that I've already worked through. And then I go back to integration. You know, it's not like once you embody something, it's there forever. You have to keep your focus on it, keep showing up for yourself. And then if you have to go back to integration and implement some more tools, then go ahead and do it. There's nothing wrong with you. This is actually an incredible opportunity for you. And I'm really excited because I feel that even offering these, you know, shorter podcast episodes is going to be a really great incentive for me to keep showing up. And if you are here, I'm so excited that you have shown up with me as well. If this resonates with you, I'd love to hear it. And if you want to share with me what you are becoming aware of, integrating and embodying, I would absolutely love to hear it. So thank you so, so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. If this episode resonated with you, I invite you to share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives, and share it directly with a loved one who will resonate too. Subscribe to the show to automatically receive the downloads so you never miss an episode. If you are loving the transmission shared here, I'd so love if you rate Energetic Perspectives 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you screenshot your review and DM it to me on Instagram, you'll be gifted a discount on one of my single sessions as a token of my deep gratitude. Send in questions to the podcast by recording a voice note on erinpanzarella.com/podcast, and I'll tap into an answer from the Akashic Records, provide on-the-spot quantum leap coaching, or answer any questions about me and my work. Select submissions will get featured on the podcast too. I would love to keep connecting on Instagram. Connect with me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning into the show.